Hello, I'm Debbie Russ with the BBC News. Brazil's President Michel Temer says organised criminals have all but seized control of the state of Rio de Janeiro. Mr. Temer made the comments after signing a presidential decree authorising an army general to supervise crime-fighting operations in Rio State. Leonardo Rocha reports.
The perception in Rio is that things have never been so bad. Most people in Brazil agreed that something had to be done. The governor of Rio had called for federal intervention in the state following the chaotic scenes of violence and lawlessness during the city's famous carnival. Street crime is on the rise, and the gangs that control drug trafficking have regained control of the city's shanty towns or favelas following the state of Rio's economic crisis. Many, however, blame the austerity measures of President Temer's government for the current social disintegration.
The United Nations Children's Agency says more than 46,000 children are on the run because of violence between two rival ethnic groups in the east of the Democratic Republic of Congo. Will Ross has more details.
UNICEF is just one of many, many humanitarian agencies that's saying that the situation, not just in Ituri, but right across eastern Congo, is getting worse and worse by the day. There are tens of thousands of people who fled across the borders into Uganda and into Burundi from eastern Congo. And what we're seeing now is a deepening crisis with armed groups as well as rebel groups who are sponsored by politicians, are fighting each other. And it seems that nobody except for a sort of handful of UN peacekeepers is able to do anything about it.
The heads of the British, French and German intelligence agencies have called for continued security cooperation after Britain leaves the European Union. They were speaking in Munich, from where Jonathan Marcus reports.
After their meeting here in Munich, the three foreign intelligence chiefs issued an unprecedented joint statement, noting that even after the UK's exit from the European Union, close cooperation and cross-border information sharing must be taken forward on themes such as international terrorism, illegal migration, proliferation and cyber attacks. The message is clear, a signal from the spy chiefs to their political masters that they do not want any political turbulence to complicate their relationships.
World News from the BBC.